The way Chris Christie saw it, New Hampshire would be his ticket to the national stage. That's why he hosted nearly 80 town halls across the state, spent more than 70 days campaigning here, and worked to secure more than 200 New Hampshire endorsements. But in the end, Christie's groundwork didn't translate into many votes.
We leave New Hampshire tonight without an ounce of regret, not for the time we've spent, and for the thousands of people tonight in New Hampshire who will have voted for us. We thank each and every one of them.
Many at Christie's headquarters on Tuesday were shocked, thinking the time he invested here and a strong debate performance on Saturday would provide the push he needed. But former New Hampshire House Speaker Donna Sitek, who endorsed Christie in December, thinks his attack on Marco Rubio had an impact on the race. But rather than boosting Christie, it cleared space for other candidates to rise.
Christie, you know, went a little too far, you know, in making his point, you know. Like good cop, bad cop, and he was the bad cop. And, you know, Kasich and Bush ended up being the good cop.
Ohio Governor John Kasich and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush both finished ahead of Christie last night. Christie says he'll fly home to New Jersey this morning to figure out whether to continue his campaign. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.